That you, when you come into that fourth amma and you take it from the other friend's food, you're not allowed to stretch your hand out into the next amma, because the next amma is out of your dal damas. You're not allowed to carry into the next dal damas. You can't take out from your dal damas into your friend's dal damas. This is a tremendous chiddush. Let's see Rashi. You should not take your hands now and put something out into the outside, the chitzonis, the other friend's two amis. Shame loy ben klum. You have no right at all to go out of your daldamis into your friend's daldamis. V'yotzi l'shem pita, take out your pita chetzoy. Why? The chfeitz of karaglo. What you own, your bread, goes bust to your rishus. And you're not allowed to carry it out of your daldamis. If somebody owns a behemah or a kelim on the gate to tchum, they have the same din like the bailim. Just like the bailim can only walk a pay mama, who are then his kelim can't go more than a pay mama even on yontif. Yeah, I'm asking the chiddush now. The whole dal damois, the whole chad shavin rabbon legabei k'rishus hayochid. Not that the rabbon gives somebody dal damis like here. You're outside in the fields and you weren't kind of any shrisa. You only have dal damis. The Rabbonim made it mamish like a Rishus HaYochid for you. Mele v'osra lahachnis lohitzi mechutzulahem l'teuchon. You're not allowed to take anything outside the Dalad Amis, which is outside the Rishus HaYochid, to bring it into your Rishus HaYochid. It's mamish with the Rabbonim like in Yisroel so. So the Rabbonim said, when you have your Dalad Amis, it's like you have mechitzis all around you. So this makam is Rishus HaYochid to you. If you want to take your chayfetz and throw it outside to the next Amma, it's awesome. Because inside your daldamis is like Rishus HaYochid. Outside your daldamis is like a caramelist. So when they're abonin, it's also to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. So it's Rashi now. For Loidomi, it's not Doimelihi we had before. That Moidu Dubo, the Kosa Midosa Vechatsir. Before we had a, somebody has a Payimamam. And he measured it and it came to end in the middle of the city. The Tanya Liel, the Mutla Tata Vechol Irai Dezrika. Even though you can't walk more than a payimama, you have to stop in the middle of the city, but you're allowed to take your ball and throw it to the end of the city. We're talking about there's an Erev all around the city, so there's no Isser Hoitzor, so you're allowed to carry, throw something from where you're standing to the end of the city, even though you're throwing out of your tchum. There it's only us, so the person can't walk more than a payimama. The Alpha Gav Yos Lahalech Mutloitzi. Now we're saying whenever you have your tchum, it's like your Rishus HaYochid, and you can't throw outside your Rishus HaYochid. So Rashi is also still. To Asom Kula Chod Rishusa. Over there, you came into the city. The whole city is one big Rishus HaYochid. Vinami calls him Adasa Chutz Lir. Mutla Talta Mechus Tchuma Tech Tchumai. Shte Yamas Bezer, Shte Yamas Bezer. The Kula Rishus HaRabim Hu. The Apayim Didei Loi Shavi Rishus HaYochid Legadei. When the Rabbanim gave a right for you to walk Alpayimama, the din of Alpayimama, that's not called like your Rishus HaYochid. Alpayimama is a right, how far you have a right to walk. But not the Pshat Rabbanim said, around your Alpayimama, like Mechitzis, and it's called your Rishus HaYochid. No, that Rabbanim never said for Alpayimama. Alpayimama, you could walk. You walk now in the middle of a city, and that city has an Eruv, so you're allowed to take your Chayfis and throw it as far as you want. There's no Yisr Hoitzom. Those cities are Rishus HaYochid. I'm not throwing out of my Rishus to another Rishus, because the Din of Tchumim doesn't make it like your Rishus HaYochid. It's only a look how far you could walk. It's only Avol Dal Damis. Only the Din with the Rabbanim gave somebody just Dal Damis. That's the Chiddush. Avol Dal Damis. The Yoytze Chutz L'Tchum. U'dinoytze Neseruvay. U'dukreine Shvisas Baraglov. Sha'avin Rabbanim L'Gabei K'Rishus HaYochid. Whenever the Rabbanim gave somebody a new din, he only has Dal Damas around him, the Dal Damas din is like a Rishus HaYochid. It's like you have four mechitas all around you. V'yosalu midirabbonin letalto mitoch lechutz lehem. Midirabbonin, you're not allowed to pick up bread from inside your Dal Damas to put it outside to the next Dama. Even in the case though, you're not carrying Dal Damas. Like here, Posh, we're talking about the both in Rishus HaRabim. So to carry three Amis is mutter Rishus HaRabim. Still it's us to hear. Because your Dalad Amis you have around you is like Rishus HaYochid to you. And if you carry now one Amor out of your Rishus HaYochid, it's awesome with the Rabbonin. That's the din of this Mishnah, the Chiddush. Since you only have Dalad Amis, your Dalad Amis to you is like your Rishus HaYochid. And you can't carry anything outside your Rishus HaYochid. Now, why Yishloisha? Let's say there are three people sleeping outside the city, and all three of them have the din of Daladamis. The middle one is Mamish, right smack in the middle, and then on the both sides of him, there are two friends. So the locker is, who Mutteri Mohim? The middle person, he's Mutter with both the right side, both the left side. Because on the right side, it's within his Daladamis, and on the left side, it's within his Daladamis. So the middle person can eat with both of them. The Hain Mutarani Moy, and each one on the right side and left side, they both have a right to walk another two Amis into the middle one's property. Mashenka, the two outside ones, that's Mamish out of the Daladamis. It's like here, if you have this one here, has Daladamis. His Daladamis ends in the middle of his. And this one ends in the middle of his. Because this person to this person are away more than eight Amis apart, so in between, they can't go from one to the other. So the two outside people can't meet at all, because they're Mamish away, eight Amis away, so each one of the four Amises is dividing between both of them. And so in the middle one is within this one's Dalad and within this one's Dalad. So the middle one is Mutter with both of them, and each one is only Mutter with the middle one, but the two outside ones, since Lamaisa they're more than eight Amis apart, he could only walk Dalad Amis and not more. And he could only walk Dalad Amis, not more. So they can't meet in between, so these two can't meet to one another. Hachitzoinim asurim zem zem. Omer Reb Shimon, Loma Adava Doime, what is this Doime to a Moshe to? L'sholosh Chatzeris. Also, in the case we have two Chatzerim. You have three Chatzerim here. Three Chatzerim you have. And they're all open to Rishus Rabim in front of them. You have Rishus Rabim in front of the Chatzerim, and you have three Chatzis, and each one here is open one to the other one also. So, Locha, Sholosh Chatzeris. There is an entrance from one chotzer to the next chotzer into the next chotzer. But there also is a main entrance that each chotzer uses to go out to the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, really, each chotzer is down by itself. Each chotzer is called a mukam by itself. They don't have to have a drisus or regal to walk into one chotzer into another chotzer. Those are special lochas later. If there would only been one Rishus Rabin on the right side, and you have to walk through these three chotzerim, they ask the one on the other. Here we're talking about, no, each chotzer has its own exit to the Rishus Rabin. So blinds like three separate chotzerim, they don't ask the one another. Is alochem. Irvu shtayim imhem tsoyis. If let's say, two of them, the two outside ones, both made an eruv chatzeres to be able to carry with the middle one. So one on the right made an eruv chatzeres with the middle one, and the one on the left made an eruv chatzeres with the middle one. Is alocha? Is he muteris imoim? The middle one is muter to carry into both chatzerim. Since he has an eruv chatzeres with both of them, anybody in the middle chatzer can carry into either chatzer he wants. Vehein muteris imo. Now each outer chatzer can carry into the middle chatzer. The right chotzer carry into the middle one. The left one could also carry into the middle one. Avoshtayim achitzoynis, all the way the right chotzer and the left chotzer is asurim zumzu. They're also to carry a chayfis that was in one chotzer, they can't carry into another chotzer. Because they do not have the rubi chatzeris together. The only man the rubi chatzeris, the right one with the middle one, and the middle one with the left one. But the right and left did not make the rubi chatzeris together, they can't carry one into the other. Exactly why we need such a moshel, this Gemara we're talking about. What's the importance of having such a moshel? So, the Gemara. Voi Rova, my kisavar Yechonin ben Nuri. What's the pshat of Yechonin ben Nuri that he says, even though this person went to sleep Friday afternoon, outside, and he woke up Shabbos by night, still Rav Yechonin ben Nuri says he has a Tchum Shabbos. He's allowed to walk al payim ama from where he is. Even though he was sleeping, he had no das at all. Shalomi daito, he could also have a din, because in a shvisa, you have an apayim amma. What's Pshan of Yechon and Menuri? Is kosovar chetzei hefker koinim shvisa. So as he holds a chiddush, not only a person that's sleeping, but even let's say hefker, you have a chair that's outside in the field, belongs to nobody. It's also koinim shvisa. Now if you mean if somebody comes there on yomtiv and wants to pick up the chair and take it home, he's not allowed to carry the chair more than apayim amma. Even if this person himself has the Rubi Tchumim, that he's allowed to walk 4,000 Amis, but this chair, he can't carry out of its 2,000 Amis. Because this chair, even though at the beginning of Yom Tov, belonged to Hefker, Hefker is also Kain Shvisa. Because according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, you do not have to have any das to be Kain Shvisa. It's a Metzius. Wherever you are at Bein HaShemoshes, that's the din you have. It can only be carried away al Payim Amma, not more. Is that the Pshat of Rabbi Yechon and Benuri? Uvedinhu, really, the Abizoy, the Litzlug, the Kalim. there should have been a machlokes in the Mishnah, not only by a person that's sleeping, but it shouldn't have been a machlokes by kelim. Some of you have a chair outside in the fields. And now when Yontif, somebody wants to come and take it home with him. Is he allowed to carry the chair more than a pay mama, since he has an Erev? Or no, the chair was kind of shrisa, he can't carry the more, he can't carry the chair away. I behold the commissal give the yodim. Why does the Mishnah say the machlokes in the case of a person? I tell you, lodiyecha koichon rabbonin. It wants to tell us the chiddush according to Rabbanan Shita. That Rabbanan say, even a person is not kohen shrisa. The afagav diikul meimer. Even though a person, I would say, is a bigger svara than a keli, than a chair. Bishleim, a chair has no das at all. So that's why chair is not kohen shrisa. A chair has no din where it can be taken. Of a person, I would say, ho yovinir kona. Since if he would wake up, he has das, and he could be kaino, his shrisa, I would think, yosha, nami kaino, maybe the rabbonin amoida, that a person that's sleeping. Since if he would wake up right now, he would have das to be kaino, he would have a shrisa, even if he's sleeping, is also kaino, kamash malon. That's the chiddush of the rabbonin, no, even a person, but since he's sleeping, he has no das, he's not kaino shrisa. In order to be kaino shrisa, you have to have das. So not only your keli is not kohen shvis according to Rabbanan, but even a person is not kohen shvis according to Rabbanan. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But really, what's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? It's not Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri only says this svar by an Odom could be kohen shvis because if he would be awake, he has das. But maybe no. He holds even a chair, even a keli, is also kohen shvis, even if it belongs to Efker. That's one side. Oy Dilma, maybe no. I tell you, Ksav Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Bialma, Chefse, Hefker, ain't kohen shvisa. And it's really, I'll tell you, there's no man diyum in the world that says such a svar like that. Nobody holds tam chefsi hefker. If you have a chair that belongs to nobody and it's outside in the field, since there's no bialim to it, it's not kind of shrisim. It has no din to be kind of shrum. I'll tell you, nobody holds from that svar. Obazay, what's svar in our Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say a person that's sleeping still he has a shrisa of a payimama? Vihocha haino taima ho yuvinir kono. Since if the person would be awake, he has das. He has das to be kind of shrisa. I tell you, Yoshinami konam. Therefore, even though he's sleeping now, he's also kind of the shrisa. That's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But maybe he doesn't say so far to say, chefse hefker is kind of shrisa. That's Gemara Sofit. The Avariah from Yochanan ben Uri, that even chveitzim, that have no das at all, also, wherever they are, they're kind of the shrisa. That's the shaila. So the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yosef Toshima. Come, I'll bring your raya that he holds even a regular chefse hefker, even a chair, is also kind of shrisa. What's the raya? Toshma is alocha kishomim shiyadu me'erv yomtiv. If you have rain, that the rainwater came down on erev yomtiv, is yeshtam apayimam l'choruach. Then since they came down before yomtiv, so at the beginning of yomtiv, they're in your chotza, they belong to you. The locher is that Ben Hashemosh is kind of shvisa, that it has a din of apayimam l'charuach. He can't take it out of its apayimam. Ma'ashem came to Yomtif. Let's say the rain came down on Yomtif. Then the din is harayyan kirag le'kolodim. They go boss so whoever picks it up. Hey, without Ben Hashemosh, this water was not here. The water Ben Hashemosh was in the clouds. It wasn't on the ground yet. So Ben Hashemosh, the water was not kind of shvisa. So it comes down on Shabbos now. It has no din to be kind of shvisa. So maybe the person that picks it up, as far as the person can walk, he can carry this water. Because the water wasn't kind of any din shvis at all. His male array ain't correctly kolodin. Now, Iyamrit Bishleima, Ksav Reb Yechin and Benuri, Cheftse Hefker, Kainim Shvisom, if you tell me there's a man, the Yom HaKopon Reb Yechin and Benuri, that holds, even though you have no das, you stand the chefetz, you water. But since the water came down on Erev Yomtif, Kumtasai's Bein HaShmoshes, the water was on the ground, and then it's kind of shvisom, is homani Reb Yechin he. I tell you, this din goes according to Yechin ben Uri. Because here it says a lock of the rainwater came down on Erev Yomtiv, so about Ben HaShmosh, it's on the ground, it's kind of shvisom. Mashm, even though nobody owns the water, if the water stands in the reservoir. Halacha is the water that was there, Ben HaShmoshes, is kind of shvisa, that nobody's allowed to carry this water more than Alpayim Amma from where it is. Even though it has no owner, and it has no das to be kind of shvisam. So you see, there's a svari, even water could be kind of shvisam. And therefore the locher is, if you pick up this water on Yomtif, even though you have a right to walk 4,000 amis, because you made an eruv b'tchumin, you can't carry this water with you. Because this water was kind of rich shvisa, the mokum where it is, even though it has no das. See if you're going to tell me there's a Mishnah, there's a Tana now Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri holds this svara. It's good, I know who the Mishman the Yomri is. Eli Yam, but if you're going to tell me, Chefzei Hefker ain't Shaina Shvis, ain't Kaina Shvisam, but if you tell me now, Mishnah, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that a Chefetz that has no Das is not Kaina Shvisam of a Zoyhamani, who does this din go like? It is din that water comes down on Erev Yom Tiv, it is Kaina Shvisa. The Huris, Commander Lester, doesn't go like anybody. Homani, Loy Rabbi Yochanan, but Loy Rabbonin. It can't go like anybody. So this should be a raya that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Chefzei Hefker is Kaina Shvisa. So the Mara Yosef Abaye Komod Olo Shmaitza. Abaye was sitting and said over this halacha. Omele Rasafu Labaye, so Rasafu told to Abaye, no, maybe from here there's no raya. V'dilma v'gishomim hasmuchim lir askinim. We're talking about this rain that came down was near the city. V'yanshe oiso yir daito malayu. And the people from this city have das to use this water. So that's why if the water came down before Yom Tov, the reason why it's Kaina Shvisam, because the people in the city have das to use this water, like to be kind of the water. So it's as if the people's das is chal on the water, that's why the water is Kaina Shvisam. It's maybe if it's Hefker that nobody knows about it, Ben HaShmoshes, it doesn't belong to anybody, nobody has das on it, it's not chal din Shvisam. But here where the people in the city have das, they wanted to use this water, therefore the water becomes like the city. So it's as if you have das, that's why it's Kaina Shvisam. So there's no raya from this din to Chefzei Hefker. Or Malay answered back, no, this can't be shot here. Why not? Titnan, we learned. A Gemara in Beitza says like this. Bor shel yochid. A bor means a ditch of water that belongs to a private person. The locher is kiragla yochid. Shita the about ben hashmosh, the water belonged to Reuven. It's Reuven's water. So the same din shvisa that Reuven has, his water has. His water can't be carried out more than a paimama away from Reuven. What about the Shaloisa Ir? It's the well that belongs to the Rabbin, but it belongs to this city. It belongs to the people of this city. It's Karagliois here, the same thing. It's Kerna Shvisa, like the people in this city. And only the people can go more than Alpayimam out of the city. The Shaloisa Bovel. What about the people that go on the Bovel, that travel up from Bovel? They have wells on the road. They want to use the water there. It is the din Karagli Hamamala. That thereby say, since it doesn't belong to anybody, it's not Kerna Shvisa at all, and the Mela goes according to Karagli Hamamala. That means whoever picks up the water, he has a right to take it home with him as far as he could travel. In other words, the water, since nobody owned this water, Ben Hashmoshes, is not Kerna Shvisa at all. So Mela goes bust the person that picks it up. Whoever fetches the water now, is now your kind of the water, so the water goes bust to your Rishus. If you have a right to walk 4,000 amas, you have an Erev, you're allowed to take this water 4,000 amas. So the kids here see that the water is not Kaina Shvisa. The Tanya we also learned, Bor Shel Shvatim, a bor also that belongs to the city, that the people want to use it, is Yesh Dem Apayim Amma, L'cho Ruach, not the Fakir. The Rashi learns, Bor Shel, let's Rashi, the first one of the big lines, V'shal Oilei Bovel Zat Rashi, Shem B'derech Shredlami Bovel Eretz Yisrael. On the road you travel from Bor to Eretz Yisrael, Vushal Hefker. That's a Bor that belongs to Hefker. So the first price says, true. Chefzei Hefker are not Kaina Shvisa. So this water has no din chum. Whoever picks it up has a right to take it with him as far as he could walk. That's the first din. That's Rashi says, Karagli Mamala, Techo Mili, Tehef Keiro, Man de Magvelei Koni. Whoever picks it up goes bus in. It goes boss to the regular, the first person that picked it up. Because it becomes your water now. It goes after your shvisa. Alma midi they have kera, ain't kind of shvisa. You see, since this water didn't belong to anybody, it was not kind of shvisa by itself, but whoever picks it up has a right to take it with him. That's the first din. Then it says, Vatanya, bor shel shvotin. So Rashi learns, V'tanyidech bor shel shvotim, tehainu shel oil bovel. It means the same thing. Another bor that's hefker, that's out of the Rishus HaRabim that everybody could use. Is here it says, Yesh lem apayin l'cho ruach. Here it says, even though this bor belongs to hefker, the water was kaina shvisa, and you only have a right to walk apayin mamu l'cho ruach. Is kashin adot, according to the theory here. The first brayta says, since it belongs to hefker, it's not kaina shvisa. And the second brayta says, no, it is kaina shvisa. El olav shmamin, l'churi have to answer to say, ho Reb Yochanan ben Uri, the second brayta that holds that Chefzei Hefker, this bor, is kind of a shvisa and it can't carry the water more than a paimama, goes according to Reb Yochanan ben Uri, that holds even without any das at all, a Chefzei Hefker is kind of shvisa. So, Kuri Yavarai, that's Chan Reb Yochanan ben Uri. And Hor Rabbonin, And the first process says, no, whoever picks it up can take it with him. That's the Rabbanan Shita that says the Chesed Hefker is not Kainish Risa. So the Marki Yosla Kain with Rabbi Yosef Omalei, Hochi Kamer Rav Safra, Vehochi Rav Hadalei. This is the way Rav Safra wanted to answer, and this is the way the answer told him back, like we just answered. Omalei, Viyamaylei Taimalei Migufa. Why didn't they answer him back from the Guf Abaraya from the Din itself? From this first brice that talks about Kishomim Shiyodu Merv Yontif. I have a chloride from this din. Why? Vali Sakodaitich Kishom Asmuchim Liraskinon. You want to answer me to say no. There's no right from the first din that the Kishomim have a din that's Kainish Risom. Al Tefker. Maybe the reason why the Kishomim is Kaisir, because the people in the city had asked to use it. That's why. So the Mari Sakodaitich Kishom Asmuchim Liraskinon. Ha Yeshla Ma Paimam Lucharuach. What does it mean to tell us, as general klal, that this water, when it comes down on Erev Yom Tov, since Ben Hashmoshet is on this world, it's kind of shrisin instead of loshin, you can only carry it out Payim Mama all around it? It should have said better. If we're talking about it's near the city, and the people of the city want to use it, it should have said it's Koyseir. That's what it should have said. It should have said the water has the tchum of Oiseir. Why does it say it's loshin? It only has our Payim Mama around it. So Mash McClure's not talking about near the city. It's talking about a well out in the field, that's Mamash Hefker. Still, the din is that it's kind of Shviso. So it's a right of Yechonim Benuri holds the Svara. That even Kalim that are a Hefker, about there, Ben Hashmoshet, it's kind of Shviso. That wherever it is, you can't carry that Chefetz more than a Payimama. Omamar. Ubi Yomtif, let's say rainwater that comes down on Yomtif. Halachar is a Rehen Kiragli Kolodim. So Pshita, this rainwater, since Ben Hashmoshes, it wasn't on the ground, it wasn't Kainir any Shvisa, so Pshita, when it comes down on Yom Tov, it has no Din Tchum. So Mela, when you pick it up, it goes Basa you. As far as you could walk, you could carry this water with you. Because the water was not Kainir Shvisa at all. For the Gemara Kasha, V'yamai, Liknei Shvisa B'yukainis. The Kasha is, if the water came down, let's say, on Yom Tov, in the afternoon, so the way rainwater comes is, the ocean water comes up in clouds into Shemayim, and then the water comes down again. So the Havamina is that Ben Hashmoshes, this water, was in the ocean. So let's say the water was kind of Shrisa Ben Hashmoshes in the ocean, and it can't be taken more than Alpayimam away from the ocean. So now that on Yom Tov, the water went up to the clouds and came down again, you should not be allowed to carry this water at all, more than Daladamis, because the water went Chustachum. For the Gemara Mai, why do you say the water? You can carry whoever you are. Because it wasn't Kainish Risa. Why wasn't the Kainish Risa? Ben Hashmosh is in the ocean. For the Gemara Mai, lit the Shrisa be kindness. Lame Lechurad, like Reb Lezer. Chorus around, not like Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer, this is one of the like Reb Lezer, will be Akasha. Why? Ho'omar, Reb Lezer holds, Kol Oilam Kuloi, all the rainwater that comes down on this world, Nenei Kainish Ushoise. It all comes from the ocean. Like the vapor from the ocean goes up to the clouds, and then it comes down again as rainwater. So according to Reb Lezer, the kasher is, if it rains on Yom Tov, Ben Hashmoshes, the water was in the ocean. So it was kind of shris in the ocean. So you shouldn't be allowed to carry it now more than Alpayim, more than Dal Namas. Reb Yitzchak, I tell you, Hochi B'Yovin, Shenis Kashrum Erev Yom Tov Askinin. We're talking about it was cloudy Erev Yom Tov. So the water was already in the clouds, Ben Hashmoshes. So that water was not kind of shris of Ben Hashmoshes. And the clouds is not kind of at all. Frederick Murray, how do you know that? The Duma Hanachaziv Hanachachrinanini. Maybe those clouds that were there, Ben Hashmoshes, went away, and the clouds that rains coming down now on Yom Tov are new clouds. And maybe this water was in the ocean at the beginning of Yom Tov. And the Gemara of Yisplay Simna Begavaya. No, we're talking about such clouds that we have a claw simin. We know the cloud looks such a shape, and that was the cloud that was there from the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes until Yom Tov by night and Yom Tov by day. So we know, Claude, that water at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes was not in the ocean. That water was up there in the clouds. So that's why it wasn't Kainish Shvisa. The boy is saying another territory to tell you have a suffix to the rain. It's a suffix on this is the Rabbanon. This is not to carry water, not to carry something. If it goes out of its chum, it's only an issue of the Rabbanon. I tell you, a suffix to the rain. It's only a suffix in the Rabbanon. Maybe the cloud is, you have a suffix. If this water was Kainish Shrisa, was it in the clouds Ben Hashmoshes, or wasn't in the clouds Ben Hashmoshes? The suffix of the Rabbanon go to Kula. For the Gemara Nukasha now, V'liknei Shrisa B'yofen. What are you answering me now that Ben Hashmoshes, this water, was up in the Shemayim in the clouds? So what? Let's say the water in the clouds was Kainish Shrisa. and the water in the clouds now can't go out of the Apayim Amah from the clouds. As the Chura Tifshit, we know, is the pre-Pashit here, the Ein Tchum L'malam Yud. But it's not we had before, that Ein Tchum L'malam Yud. That means the clouds, they're unshemayim. So when it comes down, even though it travels more than Apayim Amah, there's no Issa Tchum L'malam Yud. So therefore, Pshita, the water was not kind of Shvisa L'malam Yud. Just like you're allowed to walk L'malam Miyud, it's not Kaina Shvis L'malam Miyud. So if the water up on the clouds, Bein HaShemoshes, that's why it's not, there's not Kaina Mani Din Shvisa Bein HaShemoshes. So who is your Poshit from here? Our original Shiloh, is the Tchum L'malam or not? It's not the Gemara Nein. I'll tell you there's no Raya from here. This is Makashe. Diyeh Shchum and Likni Shvisa. Because who this should be the Raya. Because on the Tzad they say there is in this Tchumim. Even if something's L'malam Miyud, so yeah, Bein HaShemoshes, the water was in the clouds. Let's say it's Kohenish Shvisa there, so the water comes down on Yontif, it should be also carry it out of its Dalad Amis. And the Gemara will tell you no. Maybe really there is Nes Tchumim, even the Mala Miyud. Or the Zoy, why can we carry our water? I'll tell you, Omaya Be'iva Mivla Bliya. Water inside the clouds is not considered a Ben, it's not considered here yet. It's like Blue, it's swallowed up in the clouds. It's like there's no water there. So when is something kind of shvisa? You have a thing. If you have a table, you have a chair, you have water here, Bein HaShemoshes is kind of shvisa. Here the water in the clouds is considered like it's not here. It's like a dove shayna, like Rashi says. Ukum al barim Rashi. With loy bli, it's swallowed up in the clouds. Ukum adalas nail domi. It's as if the water is not here, not created yet, Bein HaShemoshes. Lekona lo shvisa emesh. Therefore Bein HaShemoshes was not kind of a shvisa. Freti Gemara. Of his way, that's shred and kol shchein. Devil anoint of the Asiru. If you tell me a svara that Bein HaShemoshes, the water in the clouds, is considered like it's not here at all. So Gumna says when it rains on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, rainwater should be muksa then, because that's the cloud of noilut. If something was first created on Shabbos, it's an essence muksa noilut gomer, like an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa. That's a noilut gomer. So if you can tell me water in the cloud is not cold here at all, so anytime you have rain on Shabbos or Yomtiv, that water should be muksa. So the Marvada should be shver then. How do you say if the water rains on Yomtiv? You can take it wherever you want, it should be muksa, it should be noilid then. More koshchein devilei noilid, the asira. Scratchy koshchein devilei noilid, the asira. If people talk to him, he can't even touch it. There should be no muksa on it. El avad yatsin like this. Maya vi'ovim minda naidi. Nein. Avad the water in the clouds, consider the water is here already. It's not called noilid. So the reason why the water is not kind of shvisa up in the clouds, because shvisa means you have to be resting. You have to be standing still in one place. Clouds are always moving. Since the water and the clouds are always moving, that's why it's not kind of shvisa Bein HaShemoshes. As if a person is to say they're walking, he's not kind of any shvisa Bein HaShemoshes. And the Gemara says, Elamaya biyovim mi meyed naid. The water is always moving. So the Gemara, the Gemara hash to the Yasdochi, why don't you come on to this Svara? That something that's moving is not kind of shvisam, or kind of nami. The original kasha goes away. What was the kasha? Rainwater that comes down on Yontif. Why wasn't it kind of shvisa in the ocean at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes? You want to tell me Bein HaShemoshes, this water was in the ocean. And on Yontif it went up to the clouds and came down again. But let's ask Chus Tchum, that there it says, the water in the ocean is also moving around. Therefore it's not kind of shvisam. So the Mara, there's no kasha from the ocean. Look, water in the ocean is also moving around. So something that's moving around is not kind of shvisam. That's why this water that was in the oceans, Bein HaShemoshes, was not kind of shvisam. So when the water comes down on Yontif or on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it wherever you want. Noilud, it's not cold, because it's always considered the water was there. Now the water was taken from the ocean into the clouds, came down again. You're holding up Nemvov here on top. Yeah, the last shaila was again about the water. When the water comes down on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the question was, why don't we say the water was kind of shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos in the ocean? And then the water travels up into the clouds, and then it comes down again. So the question is, when the water comes down on Shabbos, why don't we say it's also, it went chutz l'tchum? So Gemara gave a teretz, Elamai, the top line,